expect this to be.
I don't know, honestly, until my battery goes out. Probably.
You know, that's only going to give us 2 minutes.
That's too true. Okay. Hey guys, welcome back to the Lurker Podcast. I hope you've been very good lately, you know? I hope you are vibing. Yeah, that is, yeah, okay. Today, I actually have a guest. Remember, a year ago, I said I was going to have guests on this, and I never did. Yeah, well, I have a guest now. He goes by. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Big Andy, you know, the one and only, Father Water, some people call me. Just want to make sure, before you continue listening to this podcast, have you all vibe checked? If not, vibe check right now, pause the podcast, and vibe check. You need to make sure your vibes are on check. So yeah, no, I'm Andrew. I'm the religion boyo that you may have heard about in some similar podcast to this.
Yeah, one of my podcasts, I said I was going to bring on someone to deal with the topic of religion, and so have it, we have Andrew, who comes from the most Christian household in Ireland, and that says something, because it's Ireland.
Oh yeah, no, religion in Ireland.
Okay, so I guess we can start this off with a few questions, Andrew, okay? So, me, I used to live with my grandparents, and they are also very Catholic, because, we're a South African family. Yeah. But when I compare my family to your family, because I've been to your house before, it is vastly different.
Yeah.
Can you explain your upbringing in your house with, the whole Catholic religion?
Okay, so I guess the way it started was my mum, kind of way it's always been in Ireland is just like tradition passed on. So my grandma and my granddad on my mom's side, they're all very kind of they're very religious. They have I forget the name of the, but it's the red candle that you see on the church. They even have one of them in their house. So yeah, and then I guess that just view passed on to my mother, but pity for me, it was a very strict view on religion. My dad, on the other hand, he's also religious. He'd go to mass every Sunday, but he's also at the same time very lax about it, so he understands where we're coming from, when we say stuff it's not a big deal, it's your own opinion, religion. But just make this clear, I am not atheist, but I am not religious at the same time. I am agnostic, which for those of you who don't know, is I'm open to a concept of God, and but right now I'm kind of undecisive.
So it's not that you don't believe in God, it's more of the fact that you yourself can't disprove it, but then again, you also can't prove it, so you're in a weird middle ground.
Yeah. Personally, for me, I don't want to disprove it, but at the same time, I have nothing really to properly prove it. But yeah, no, apart from the very, very biased church magazines that you get in church. But yeah.
But you're not against the religion by any means, are you?
No, I'm not.
Religion is a concept. I've gone through this multiple times when I'm by myself playing video games, and religion comes into the equation when I'm playing games. And yeah, I play really weird
video
games.
Can you elaborate on that, please?
Well, if you play Devil May Cry, the whole thing is, a really cool game. Yeah. I love Dante. But I always think to myself, I feel like the main purpose of religion isn't to actually pray to a god, it's to more have something to believe in after you die.
Yeah.
Which is a very big thing.
Yeah, so that's the thing with me. The whole Roman Catholic religion, it's so easy to just believe it's not a thing, because it helps so much people when they're going through times when they're about to die, where they're not going to be, this is my last time on earth. They're hoping for a better life in the afterlife, and so they're not sad when they die, but at the same time, it's just people could have made that up so you feel happier when you die. And also right now, most of religion, as you hear quite a bit, it's mostly on just one singular book.
Very true. That is very true. And I guess another thing I want to bring up is the fact that a lot of people shape the word of God, like say in the Catholic religion, Catholic, I can speak English, I swear. The Catholic religion, a lot of people like shape the word of God to like their own suiting.
Yeah, yeah, that's like what I said. It's religion is really your own opinion. You can share complete different opinions to someone else. And I think I heard somewhere only a couple of weeks back that you could mold the Bible into really anything that you want to say. It's very malleable. It's for any of you who also grew up in a very religious household, it's you know there's struggles involved in it. Definitely.
Like, I wasn't personally brought up in a very religious household. Like, we are religious. Like, if you look around my house, you can just like crosses and stuff, like my communion, confirmation, guidance, but it's not a very religious household.
Yeah, that's very common to have, just
especially in an Irish household that we are in right now.
Definitely.
Yeah, because I've been to your house, and like, in case anyone doesn't know, this man right here literally has altars in his house near enough.
Yeah, so when I introduced myself, I went by the name Father Waters, and it's because one religion class, it came up, do you have any like religious stuff in your house? So they were just expecting a whole, just, you know, oh, I have a small statue or
just like a little cross or something.
And I just came right up with, oh, I have an altar. You see,
you just hit the mic. How could you do that?
I'm sorry. You see, because only in around second year to, or only really, okay. So, I've definitely been bullied because of religion, and because of that, I started to question it, and since I did, I've just came to a standstill where I'm not really fighting to find out what I believe in, but I'm just content at where I am. But yeah, no, so, because I said I have an altar, went, oh, he's a priest, he's a pedo. You know, as it happens. But no, I'm okay with it now. I've grown up to accept it and joke with it. Yeah.
Even to a point where in TY we literally did a play and your role was the priest.
I was the priest. I was Friar Lawrence in our play.
We did a spin on the Shakespearean play Romeo and Juliet, as we called it. Rom and Jules. Was Rom and Jules or Rom and Julie?
Rom and Julie.
Is it?
No, it was a very, very, very rural Ireland take on.
It's very experimental, in my opinion. Oh,
definitely. There were definitely stuff said in that is just, you know, it's very. Yeah.
It was not for the faint of heart, and maybe not for the All Ireland finals. Maybe it wasn't for that either.
Yeah.
But we made it. We did.
We did, surprisingly. But I have a couple questions about it. I know you don't have. I know you're mainly resident in Ireland. But
wait, what do you mean by that?
You'd spend more of your time in Ireland than South Africa.
Oh, yeah, I left when I was three, so.
Did you still get the kind of culture around religion? Do you kind of know it?
Like, what do you mean? Like, the Catholic religion?
The just religion as a thing in South America, South Africa.
I'm South American now. Well, South African religion and Irish, like, it's very, I'd say it's quite similar. South Africa, like, the family I came from in South Africa, they're all very religious, you know. It's like your normal thing of you get christened, communion, confirmation, you live by the word of God.
Yeah.
You pray before every meal. Yeah. It was like the strict Catholic way.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that's the way my granny lived, that's the way my mom lived. I don't live like that just because of the family I'm in now.
Is there any of those kind of like Baptist church?
I'm actually not entirely sure. I don't tend to like stick around religion too much, just because it kind of...
I as a person, I want to experience like a Baptist church, even though it is kind of...
Wait, what's a Baptist church?
I might be completely wrong with this, but I'm almost pretty sure it's just those churches where, like, it's very, very...
Oh wait, is that like your typical like black church?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh no, yeah, no. Oh, 100%. Like, my mom would always tell me stories about how she would go to this church and everyone would be singing, would be together, clapping, communitying like together. Like, yeah, it was better than like the churches you go now where you sit there The challenge is not to say all the hymns properly. The challenge is not fall asleep.
Honestly. Like, but I feel like if I grew up around a church like that, I'd be much more inclined, and most people would, to stick around religion, because it just seems fun at that point. Like, just a whole load of crack. Great crack. But yeah. Is there any... Do you have any thoughts on other religions as a whole, or?
Well, in my opinion, I think it's kind of weird to say it like this, but like my most favorite religion is Buddhism. Okay, Buddhism. There we go. The teaching of Buddhism is incredible, and it's not like you believe in a god. It's more of like keep your inner peace. Yeah. And don't influence people negatively. It's something we can all live by. Yeah. Even if you're not Buddhist, but like you can take the preachings of Buddhism and live off it.
It has a very pure definition behind it.
Yeah, and when you think of like Buddhism, hasn't really caused any major controversies either. Like, you think of the Roman Catholic religion, you think of some really bad stuff. You think of Hinduism, there's some pretty weird stuff in there as well.
There is.
A lot of the world's major religions, but when I think of like Buddhism, there's not that much.
Yeah. Like, I personally believe with Buddhism is like, since reincarnation, which is where you die, you transform and get born again into something new, and it depends on how you lived your life. If you were bad, you might become a worm that could get eaten in 2 days. But if you were good, you might become
you become human again, and then if you repeat that cycle multiple times, you enter the state of nirvana, which is just like a perfect entity.
Yeah. But yeah, no, so I would like to believe that, but it's almost like a whole topic itself, just on how would you get born again. But personally, I think keeping this podcast sweet and sharp and a wee bit snappy. So is there any odd religions you've came across?
Odd religions. I remember reading in a news article about Satanism in Australia, because the Australian government like passed on this new law. I can't remember exactly what it said, but the Church of Satan literally was like, okay, you made this law with religions and we're going to abuse it. And that's what they did. And they basically wrote to the Australian government being like, okay, if you're being like this with religions, we want our religions taught in schools. Like, imagine going to school and Satanism is being taught.
Yeah, there's still, and I say there always will be, a bad stigma around it. And for some people, personally for me, I'm just, you know, kind of rightly so.
Like, in my opinion, if you're becoming a better person with Satanism, do it. Like, it's your belief. If you're becoming a better person from it, do it. If it's affecting you negatively and people around you negatively, just cut it out.
Yeah, like, I actually have a very good close friend who is a devout Satanist, and
well, like, ironically, or like,
no, I'm not even proper, like, he's proper, like, he's mum level, he's my mum level
of Satan,
of the exact opposite. So,
God, we need to get them on the podcast.
But he's one of the nicest people, funniest people that you'll come across. So maybe the whole thing about if you worship Satan, you're
a heretic, you're evil, like all that jazz.
Maybe that has to be retaught about, Obviously, as seen before in the past, the Roman Catholic Church will always keep its view because it's very stubborn, as we all know. But yeah, so have you, Carl, ever heard of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster?
Oh, Quaithism.
Is that
No,
the
no, no. If
actual word?
you like take the beginning of every let, if you take the beginning of every word,
Church of the.
Flying Spaghetti Monster, Quaithism. Oh yeah, no, 'cause I did a project in it during TY as well.
Well, do we want to delve into that a
I
little
don't
bit?
think so. That is one big
That
topic,
is a
and I
big
have a few
topic.
minor topics I actually want to get into before we
Okay, perfect,
delve into
perfect.
that. Okay, this other topic I want to be brought in Ireland, in primary schools, in second class, you make your communion.
Yes.
That's always been a thing for as long as
Yeah.
I've been in school, you've been in school. But they're actually removing that. They're
Really?
removing the fact that you get your communion in second class. To get it now, you have to go like to the church yourself, and you have to like arrange it with a bunch of other people, you know?
My mum's gonna be annoyed.
Yeah, no, it's a new thing that they're trying to introduce. It's not
Yeah,
gonna be like a proper thing straight away.
I full on get that because, sure, it's only a new thing to have people of other religions than Roman Catholics to be living full time in Ireland. So, I personally think that it should have been done sooner.
I
Personally,
say.
I think there's way too much bias onto Catholics teaching in secondary school. But obviously that's because most of the teachers are Catholic by faith. But I think it's something that should be changed personally. I'm not sure. Do you think it'll be the same thing for confirmation?
Oh, see, confirmation's a bit iffy, but I think that's because of my personal experience with it. Because I went to a very Catholic primary school, and
Same,
like it was
yeah.
more Catholic than all the other schools. Like the school I live right beside is literally called the Holy Family, and we were more Catholic than it. But the priest would come in for visits to us during our confirmation and talk about mass. And as a person who never went to mass, he'd be like, "What was the preachings of the last mass?" And I'd just be there like, "I don't know."
Did you go to a small school?
No, our school was big. We only introduced no split classes.
Yeah.
When it's not enough, we only introduced that in my second last year, when I was the fifth class.
Yeah. Well, our the secondary school I went to, it's also pretty big in size. But the priest would never come in. He'd come in for talks about what's coming up, but he'd never come in to be like to quiz people about mass or anything. So with my priest, obviously everyone has different experiences with priests. Some are really nice, some are really debatable. Let's just say if your priest got relocated,
Wait,
sus.
did you keep a confirmation copy though?
No.
You just didn't do a confirmation copy.
What's that?
We would get like, oh, it was so weird. 'Cause you have your confirmation name. What was your confirmation name?
I think it was John.
Oh my god, you can't remember. That's what the
No.
Pope has to call you by.
Oh
Mine was Stephen.
man. Stephen.
With a PH. Saint
Oh,
Stephen.
Stephen. How do you say good morning? Do you say or I mean good evening, do you say good evening? Yeah.
I hate this so much.
Do
But
you?
anyway, we would like take different like I think we've done every station of the, what's that called?
Cross.
Station of the Cross,
Yeah.
yeah. We did all of those and
Don't
we
worry,
like
you
drew
can
them
ask me
out.
anything, I'll be able to spit it out.
We drew them out into like a copy and we colored them in, and we also do like other like minor religious
Yeah.
activities. And we'd also every week we would get a fucking work rota for mass.
Did you just curse on the
I
religion
am so
podcast?
sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Next podcast will be him going
I
to confession.
just bring it into the
Just booth. He doesn't even know.
No, but oh no, I just forgot I was saying.
When you were preparing for confirmation, did your school also do like all the antonyms and stuff. The acronyms, where you write out your name and you'd be just like, so my name's Andrew. So it'd be A for awesome.
Yeah, K for kindness.
A for awesome.
I remember or being like the hardest one. I was like, what begins with or? And I still can't remember what begins with or. I think it might have been. Actually, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I think the teacher let me cheat and put like a few letters before it.
Oh yeah. It's just Carl and then it's an ER before the K or something. I don't know why there would be an ER. ER.
And maybe it's like German. Maybe a T. It's terrific, German. You know.
Terrific. Yeah. So you said you had a couple more.
Oh yeah, topics. And this is a big boy topic. Mm. Are you ready for this?
I like big boys.
Okay, this is like a topic about you in general, okay? So, you know me.
Yes.
Your boy, Carl Duncan, is part of the LGBT community.
Yes.
Okay, I want to get your view on it. Like, do you know a lot about the LGBT community? Besides, like, the obvious lesbian, gay. Like, everyone knows what a lesbian is. Everyone knows what gay is. Lesbian, gay, bi, trans, intersex.
Okay, well, I was actually going to try.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
Yeah, no, but it's grand. Okay. So, my personal view is that it's something good. It's something to get. It's something to help people come out as what they really are and what they want to be. And, yeah, I have nothing against the LGBTQ plus. What do you call it, organization? Or just
I literally just say LGBTI plus. Like, you can add the, I don't know, it's really iffy. Like, I'm
LGBT in it, like, extra.
LGBT extra. But a lot of people just call it LGBT or LGBTQ. Yeah.
It's just when you put in the Q and I and plus, it just gets awkward.
Yeah, but when I say that, I remember reading this article, and I even did it to some of the people we know, and I said, okay, what do you think of when I say LGBT? And a lot of people just say gay or lesbian. Yeah. What do you think when I say that?
When you say that, I think it's just... It's... Well... My personal point of view in it is just... I don't really have a point of view. It's like me looking at another person. If someone said they're a part of that group, it's just like, oh, congrats. Like, you know.
No, I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah. But actually, you will be surprised with the outlook of I'll just keep the lesbian and gays from the church, because actually, so if you don't know, well, you probably do know, the church is very homophobic.
Which makes no sense to me, because the Pope isn't.
I know, and
my boy Francis out here being like, I love all of yous. And we're all like, oh my God, Francis.
So you probably know from what I've been saying that my mum is pretty strict and she has some very intense views.
Story.
But she has multiple, gay and lesbian and...
You can just say queer for this.
Really?
Yes, okay. Well, because I'm here, so...
Okay, you're queer.
So your mother has multiple queer friends.
Yes, she does, and she loves every one of them, and she finds them a lot nicer than all the, straight people.
Yep, straight people suck.
Okay.
I'm joking. Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, you don't want to start that. But, yeah, no. And she has nothing against them, but it's the Catholic Church in general, they have nothing against queers apart from when they decide to get married, because the Catholic Church believe that marriage is only for a man and a woman, and they believe that you just can't get married without a priest, and the priest won't marry two gay couples, mostly.
Well, they did legalize it in Ireland.
Did they? Oh,
gay marriage.
Gay marriage, yeah.
And they just recently did it in Northern Ireland. So now the entirety of the island of Ireland legalizes gay marriage.
Yeah.
Like, they only did that When did they do? They did that last year, sometime last year with Northern Ireland.
Yeah, there was a big thing last year.
But it wasn't even that big though. Like, I found out because I was reading the news.
It was big because of my mother.
Oh, that makes sense.
She was very much just like, they better vote no. Because, you know, she voted no, as you'd expect. Here's another question on religion. Not so much religion, but current religion politics, if you're okay with getting into it on this podcast.
Yeah, if I can abortions. Have any input. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm not looking for your view. I'm just wondering if you... Do you want to cut this part out? Because actually, there's no way to be just like, you know.
We could cut it out, but like, if you're my view on abortion, kind of it's... Yeah. I do think it's a thing that should be allowed.
Shouldn't?
Or it should. It should.
Should.
Because when you put a lot of context into it, a lot of young girls are like getting like either... I don't want to say bad words. I feel really bad by saying it, but like...
Pregnant?
Okay, they're getting pregnant in ways that aren't out of consent.
Yeah.
And so right. For them to carry... Yeah. I probably don't like saying that word because it just weirds me the hell out. Like, it's something that happens. It is a very serious topic.
It is.
I hate saying it.
Yeah, but
it's like some really strong words, like the F slur and the...
Really? Because you like dishing that one out this podcast, didn't you? Oh, no, the other one.
Yeah. I don't like saying it that much, mainly because of the fact I hear people say it all the time. It's kind of like a tick in my head now.
Yeah, it's...
I won't give out to anyone, like, especially if you're queer yourself and you say faggot to me. Oh, see, I just said it there.
Yeah.
But if you were queer and you said that to me, I'd be like, oh, okay, no, that's all right, because you're queer. It's like the N-word, man.
Yes, exactly. I was going to
say that. And as a person of mixed ethnicity, it's always been iffy when I say it, because sometimes I look really white. Not to be racist or anything, but I do, and then I say it.
I don't see what's racist with saying you look really white, personally.
I don't know, man.
Obviously, there's no video podcast for this, but...
Eventually.
Carl definitely passes as...
Oh, what are you going to say?
I'm going to say that, don't you?
What is he going to say?
As someone who can pass with the pass.
Oh, he's saying I have the ultimate pass.
You have the ultimate pass. You have the never-ending pass.
Say,
unless like something actually happens. So, okay, my view on abortion.
Shit, here we go.
I believe it's a good thing to have, for as Carl said, in for victims of unconsensual sex, or for people who just won't be able to financially, who just aren't financially stable to look after a child and give it a good life. But at the same time, I think there should be a certain point where it's just like, okay, you had this baby for long enough now, you should have been able to come to a decision. At this point, we're going to, like... say, because I know in England, they're pushing it to be, like, two weeks... No, I'm not 100% sure, but it's where the baby is already fully grown and fully developed, and it's practically a tiny human. At that stage, personally, I feel like an abortion is a wee bit cruel because it already has a life to me. Some people might debate that it's the life only starts when it actually comes out of the womb, but I genuinely don't believe that debate. I believe that it starts when the conscious is formed inside the womb. And so that's why I believe that there should be a kind of a time where it's just like, okay, come on, you had this long to think about it, and only now you're coming to it. Like,
so it should be legal, but like up to a certain point.
They do have that up to a certain point, but just in loads of places, the point just keeps getting pushed further and further away from the moment of conception. So I can only assume the same thing's going to happen here. But that's my personal view on it. Obviously, my mum's is a no. Ireland is still very, very Catholic. Still extreme, way too Catholic. I personally actually believe that religion in Ireland is keeping us back from developing in multiple ways as a country. So yeah.
Well, we are entering the new version of the Celtic Tiger.
Yeah.
Which is going to be very weird to say the least.
Yeah. Wait. The Celtic Tiger.
That was the time when the economy was like booming. It was like really, really good. Yeah, because good.
I'm pretty sure this year we're going to be completely paid off from our debt.
Are we?
Yeah. That's why people are on about demolishing the USC tax. But
maybe that's why they're increasing the minimum wage as well.
But I think hopefully everyone got kind of like a notion that, okay, the economy is good, but do not take money out of the bank unless you need to still.
I feel like every time we have a Celtic Tiger, we follow with economic depression straight afterwards.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how economy will always work. You're in a good stage, but then you go down. Sadly, the last good stage, after that, the crash was immensely devastating.
Yeah, it was, to say the least, it was horrific.
It was like a present famine. But
it was a famine with money.
Famine with money. That shows how privileged we over here are in Ireland.
We have money famines.
We have money famines. No, but I grew up. So I'm lucky myself because I live in a nice sized house, and it's completely, the mortgage is being paid off, and so my family was okay during the recession, which is what. Is that the normal term for it, worldwide recession?
I think it's recession, yeah.
Recession. Well, just in case, it's when the
economy doing really bad. Yeah. Well, not really bad, but I guess not at its best.
Yeah. So we were stable through the recession, in a sense. My dad works in a family business, and he's the son of the person who made it. It's very unlikely he's going to get fired. He was going to get fired. So, yeah. But they always just drilled it into my head, if the banks are giving out money, don't take it. Only take a loan if you desperately need it. So that's why I plan to stay loan free, but at the same time, I do want to get good credit scores. So that's why, I don't know how this religious talk has turned into business.
I'm talking about economics.
That's why when I get a credit card, I'm gonna.
You getting a credit card? I don't trust myself personally with credit cards, honestly.
I'm going to get myself a credit card, and I'm going to buy something that I already have enough money in my normal savings account, and that I have enough money to pay it. And so, say if I'm getting a new car, which is $5,000 or so, and I have 4.5 in my bank account, pay it off with the credit card, so it goes into, so I have to start paying a loan back. But if I can pay most of that back in the next 3 or 4 weeks, then my credit score just boosts, and that makes it easier for people to loan me out money, and it makes it more, and it makes me more kind of like, oh, he's trustworthy with money, or he's stable. So it looks good on my CV if I have a good credit score. But back to religion.
I don't think there's much more we can say on religion as a subject. Because I am titling this religion and other stuff.
Yeah. If you're wondering why we sound so dead, it's kind of late right now.
No, it's not. It's only half 12.
It's only half 12 at noon.
But then again, we have a bus to get in like 5 hours.
yeah, we have a bus to get.
But look, this was good. I enjoy having someone else on the podcast rather than me rambling on about my emotions.
Yeah. It was a nice change. It sounded like a nice change at least. But hopefully this isn't the last time I'm on.
Hopefully not. I have a few more topics I want to get into that's going to break you down emotionally and physically. I'm joking.
Oh, no, I'm up for it. But if we want to end it off here.
Yeah, we can end off here. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for listening. This has been the Lurker Podcast with special guest...
Father Waters.
Father Waters. And hopefully this isn't the last time he's on, and hopefully he can actually come back. And
I guess Goodbye.
Hopefully the next time he's on, it'll be a actual video podcast.
Oh.
That's what I'm aiming for.
Ooh, that's
big words. That's big words. That's big what words. I'm aiming for. I'm big aiming words. To get a 400-euro camera.
Yeah, people can finally judge for themselves if you are black or not.
I'm going to show myself. I'm going to look so mixed. It's going to look so bad.
You're going to just... It's not... You just open up with the N-word. But yeah, okay. So,
I'll see you later. This has been your favorite NB boy, Carl Duncan. I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Peace out.